Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Jorginho. Welcome to this edition of the Arsenal Match Day audio program.
Arsenal versus Bayern Munich, Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, kickoff 8 p.m. The contents. Captain's notes. Around Arsenal. Player feature, Ben White. Women, sustainability. Community voice, my fave shirt. Academy young gun, Braden Clark. Around the academy. Visitors, Bayern Munich. Match action, Arsenal versus Luton Town. Match action, Brighton and Hove Albion versus Arsenal. Teams.
Martin Odegaard, Captain's Notes. Everyone is so excited to be playing in the quarterfinal of this beautiful competition against one of the biggest and strongest clubs in the world. Bayern have a lot of history in this competition and have been at the top for so long, so it's going to be another big challenge for us and a great experience here at our home. We'll have the whole stadium as well tonight, so hopefully that can make a big difference in our favour. And it's up to us to make the full advantage of that. We know you'll be bringing the noise and making the whole stadium red, because big games like this are what everyone wants to be involved in. We're looking forward to another memorable night for us, another full house, and if we can create the atmosphere we had for the Porto game, then it will be an amazing occasion. Those were two very tough games against Porto in the last round. We had to give everything. They pushed us all the way. But we got there in the end. It was an amazing feeling to win it on penalties. Strangely enough, I didn't feel any nerves going into that shootout. I don't know what it is, but I think maybe you get into a zone. You focus on what you have to do and block everything else out. If you give too much attention to the nerves, it can affect you. So I was just focused on what I wanted to do. I was confident. We practiced penalties a lot and have got so many good penalty takers in the team, who all have experience of taking them, so that helped with the confidence too. I think you could see that belief when we each stepped up. I'm sure it's much more nerve-wracking watching than it is being involved in it, but again, you, our supporters, were brilliant for us that night. I like to take the first kick in those shootouts. I think that's important for me to do that, and to try to make sure we start well. I enjoy that responsibility. The whole tie was very tight. We wanted to control it a bit better, but it's the Champions League. It's always going to be difficult as we're playing against high-quality opponents. But we kept at it. We kept trying and it paid off. All that matters in the end is that we got through, even if we wanted to create more chances than we did. Now I think we have to use that whole experience and reflect on our performances against Porto over those two legs to grow and develop more as a group. We're still a young squad. But that was another big experience for everyone. I think it was a massive boost for us. Sometimes you can take more from winning close ones like that. We had to dig deep, show our mentality, show some game management, and I can tell you, we were exhausted afterwards. But this is where we want to be. It's the biggest tournament in the world, and it's what we work so hard for. We knew whoever we drew at this stage would be a massive club and a massive test. We're down to the last eight now. It was before any of the current players were here, but we all know about the history Arsenal has with Bayern and about the pain they caused for the fans last time we met. We'd love to give our supporters something to shout about tonight. That's definitely another extra motivation for us, and I can't wait to get out on the pitch to feel the fire in the atmosphere again. We want to carry on the momentum we've built up lately. We're feeling good, and our confidence is high as well after our last couple of games in the Premier League. Against Luton, I felt we were very dominant and deserved the win. We created some good chances, were ruthless in the first half. Then after that, we had so much control and again showed how mature we are now. Then at the weekend, we went to Brighton, a really difficult place to win, and we were brilliant in that game. They hadn't lost at home since August, so we knew it would be another tough challenge for us. We wanted to start well, impose ourselves on them, and that's what we did. It was an important time to get our first goal, because that can change the game, and then we wanted to keep our levels high, keep patient because we know we'll always create chances. It was another good win, and of course we're aware of what's happening with the other results at the top too. But as I've said all season, that's not something we can control, so we just focus on ourselves. And tonight, all that focus is on what we can do against Bayern Munich. I'm sure it will be a special night here with the stadium full of our people turning the place red. Get behind the team again. It makes such a difference to us.
Around Arsenal. Congrats, Ben and Stina. March was a memorable month for both the men's and women's teams, with numerous players excelling for Mikel and Jonas's sides. But when it comes to winners of the Arsenal.com Player of the Month, there can only be one for each side. So huge congratulations to Ben White, who scooped 41% of the men's vote. Ben played in all four games for us, in which we only conceded once against Brentford. He also scored in the 6-0 demolition of Sheffield United at the start of the month, when his goal was the 10,000th scored by our first team in all competitions. If Ben started the month making records, Stina finished it. The Swedish striker, who took 54% of the vote, scored the extra time winner in the Continental Cup final against Chelsea to extend our record of 7 wins in the competition. Stina had been instrumental in us reaching the final earlier in the month, scoring a hat-trick in the 4-0 semi-final win against Aston Villa, who she also scored against in a 3-1 WSL win last month too. Stina also won the Goal of the Month award across all Arsenal teams for her crucial strike at Molineux in the Conti Cup final. Her historic hit took 40%. Rice and the Rocastles. At our last home match versus Luton Town, Declan Rice was presented with his Goal of the Month for February, the superb long-range effort against his former club West Ham at the London Stadium. Dec received his award from a special group of supporters, the Rocastle family, along with legendary striker Alan Smith. Ryan, Melissa, Monique and mum Janet had all been guests of the club to mark the anniversary of Rocky's death. Good news on Frieda. Our Continental Cup victory over Chelsea also featured a concerning incident involving Norwegian midfielder Frieda Marnum, who collapsed on the pitch. Thankfully, the latest medical update is a positive one. Frieda has undergone extensive testing and support from our medical team. Results have been reviewed by two leading cardiologists, and there are no obvious cardiac causes found from these investigations so far. Frieda has had a monitoring device fitted to record her heart function and will now undergo a return to training protocol. Following a return to training, Frieda will be reviewed and monitored before a decision will be made on her returning to play. Emirates Stadium hosts community iftar. On Thursday, March the 28th, Emirates Stadium witnessed an inspiring display of unity and inclusivity as our community team and Finsbury Park Mosque came together to host a vibrant community iftar event. The gathering brought together members of the local community, both Muslim and non-Muslim, to celebrate, learn, and show solidarity. Iftar refers to the meal eaten by Muslims at sunset to break their fast during the holy month of Ramadan. It's the main meal of the day for those fasting. There were over 100 guests in attendance, who were pleasantly surprised to see our longest-serving men's player and devout Muslim, Mo Elneny, join in and break his fast alongside them. Key local figures like Mohammed Kosbar, chair of Finsbury Park Mosque, Rabbi Mendy of Islington Jewish Community, Elizabeth Chappell of the Islington Faiths Forum, Jeremy Corbyn, MP for Islington North, and Gary Heather, Mayor of Islington, also participated. Throughout the event, local communities came together to share Egyptian cuisine and promote respect and harmony in the spirit of Ramadan, with young people from the area also taking part. A highlight of the evening was the unveiling of the newly opened multi-faith prayer room for players at Emirates Stadium. This addition reflects our commitment to providing inclusive spaces for individuals of all faiths to practice their beliefs. RefWatch. Tonight's referee is Glenn Nyberg from Säter in Sweden. The 35-year-old has already officiated the Gunners this season. He was the man in the middle for our 2-1 group stage victory in Seville back in October when he booked Jorginho along with two Sevilla players. Tonight is just Glenn's 7th UEFA Champions League appointment. In the previous 6 matches, he has shown a total of 12 yellow cards and is yet to show a red card. He has awarded 2 penalties for Manchester United and Ajax across those 6 games. A Tanzanian triumph. The Arsenal Africa Fans Festival 2024, held in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, was a huge success, bringing together more than 380 delegates from 6 countries. The festival exemplified the spirit of unity and goodwill that's at the heart of Arsenal football fandom and comprised 3 main events, each contributing to its vibrant and impactful nature. Charity JKY. The prime event, hosted at the Jakaya Kikwete Cardiac Institute, showcased the festival's commitment to community welfare. A notable highlight was the presentation of a cheque worth 16 million Tanzanian shillings to the hospital. This generous contribution will support the crucial heart surgeries of 4 children from underprivileged families. Additionally, 40 individuals participated in a blood donation drive, significantly benefiting the hospital's blood bank. This initiative exemplified the festival's dedication to making a tangible difference in the local community. MCAPA Stadium. The second event took place at the MCAPA Stadium, where attendees witnessed a thrilling CAF Champions League quarter-final match between Young Africans and Mamelodi Sundowns. This experience provided a first-hand glimpse into the passion and excitement of African football in Tanzania. The atmosphere was electric, and attendees greatly appreciated the chance to immerse themselves in the local sporting culture. As Tanzania continues to emerge as a prominent footballing nation, this event served as a testament to the region's growing influence in the sport. Barra Beach. The third event, held at Barra Beach, featured a screening of the Premier League clash between Arsenal and Manchester City. Attendees enjoyed the opportunity to come together and engage in the global excitement surrounding English football. The event fostered camaraderie among fans and further reinforced the festival's aim of celebrating the universal appeal of the beautiful game. Real or City in the semis. When the draw was made for the UEFA Champions League quarter-finals, the makeup of the semi-finals was also decided. The winners of tonight's tie will play whoever triumphs in the tie between Manchester City and Real Madrid, with City or Real playing their home tie second. The rules for tonight's tie are the same as in the round of 16. Away goals do not count in the competition, and if the score is a draw on aggregate after the return leg in Munich, 30 minutes of extra time, and, if required, penalties will ensue. Suspension threshold. Both Kai Havertz and Declan Rice are one booking away from a suspension in the Champions League. If either are shown a yellow card tonight, they will miss the second leg in Munich next Wednesday. Our visitors have three players in a similar position. Sacha Boey, Alphonso Davies and Leon Goretzka would all miss the second leg if they go into the book tonight. Yellow cards are reset after the quarter-final stage. Ticket news. Home tickets. Arsenal v Aston Villa. Premier League. Sunday, April the 14th. Kick-off, 4:30 p.m. Tickets for this match are on sale to Silver, Canon, Red and JG members via the ticket exchange service until 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, April the 14th. Arsenal v Leicester City, Women's Super League, Sunday, April the 21st, kick-off, 2 p.m. Tickets for this match are on general sale. Please note that the date and time of this fixture are subject to change due to TV selections. Arsenal v Chelsea, Premier League, Tuesday, April the 23rd, kick-off, 8 p.m. Tickets for this match are on sale to Silver, Canon, Red and JG members via the ticket exchange service until 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 23rd. Arsenal v Bournemouth, Premier League, Saturday, May the 4th, kick-off, 12:30 p.m. The ballots are closed for this match. Arsenal v Everton, Premier League, Saturday, May the 19th, kick-off, 4 p.m. The ballots will be open for this match on Friday, April the 12th, and will close on Monday, April the 15th. Away tickets. Bayern Munich v Arsenal, Allianz Arena, UEFA Champions League, Wednesday, April the 17th, kick-off, 8 p.m. Tickets for this match sold out to Gold, Platinum and Travel Club members with 4+ away points. Wolves v Arsenal, Molineux, Premier League, Saturday, April the 20th, kick-off, 7:30 p.m. Tickets for this match sold out to Gold, Platinum and Travel Club members with 15+ away points. Tottenham Hotspur v Arsenal, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, Premier League, Sunday, April the 28th, kick-off, 2 p.m. Tickets for this match sold out to Gold, Platinum and Travel Club members with 20+ away points. Notice board. Happy 9th birthday to Frankie Mahon from Dad and Grandad. Aiton, Guna legend. Great to have you back at the Emirates all the way from Ra'anana, Israel. Arlen George Meelin, born March the 16th, 2024. Daddy and Grandad can't wait to take you to the Arsenal. Welcome to the Arsenal family. Happy 80th birthday to Alan Viner, an invincible dad. It's been amazing to share the Gunners with you all these years. Love, Matt. Happy 31st, Greg Ledward Freeman. And belated 21st birthday wishes, Sophie Freeman. Enjoy the match, both of you. Cheers. Chin chin. Love, everyone. Happy 9th birthday, Pablo. Enjoy tonight's match. It's a big one. We love you. From Mum, Dad, Paloma, and Abuela and Abuelo. Congratulations to Danielle on your forthcoming marriage to Lawrence on June the 8th, 2024. Wishing you a wonderful life together. Arsenal remembers. Harry Wren. Son, brother, uncle, grandson, friend. June the 11th, 2000 to January the 17th, 2024. Never forgotten. Forever loved. Life will never be the same. Danny Gray, who sadly left our family too soon. You are the most amazing son, brother, uncle, cousin, and friend to us all. You've now grown your wings to fly high and spread those beautiful wings over the Arsenal Stadium and all of us left behind. Louise House, from Dorchester, who sadly passed away on December the 2nd. Loving nanny to Betsy and Noah, who you so lovingly let use your season ticket every week. Dell, a humble giant, full of life and character, a true Gunners fan, lived and breathed football. He will be missed. Matthew Daniels, loving father, partner, friend, and lifelong gooner. Taken way too soon. Rest easy. Love you always and forever. Reginald Jr. Kubi, a massive Arsenal fan and true gentleman. We will miss your laugh and the laughter you brought to the room. Hugo Mason, a.k.a. Superbro 9, Sheffield Gooner, 2005 to 2024. Loved coming to the Emirates Stadium with his dad. Forever in our hearts. Cameron O'Connor, 1981 to 2024. Treasured among friends from sport and way beyond, Cam fought cancer bravely for years before his untimely death in February. Wife Jo and daughter Ava will remain in the thoughts of all those who adored Cam. Raymond Hall, loved and missed every day. Wonderful memories of a beautiful man are never more than a thought away. Edward William French, born January the 15th, 1927, in Somerstown, a lifelong Arsenal supporter who passed away on March the 28th. Besides his family, Ted's love was his Arsenal. With wife Marge, he was a landlord to many young professional players in the 1970s and 80s, and was also a season ticket holder for many years. He will be greatly missed by his children Janice, Linda, Jackie, and Peter, and all who knew him.
Together, Ben White. We speak to our first team players about what togetherness and team spirit means to them. Our defender on why team sport and togetherness brings out the very best in him. Few players embody the camaraderie in the team more than Ben White. With his selfless overlapping runs, moral and physical backup whenever a teammate needs it on the pitch, words of encouragement after a setback, or joining in the celebrations after every goal, Ben is a hugely supportive, loyal presence on the pitch. It comes naturally to him, ever since his first steps into football, playing for the team set up by his friend's dad, Kingswood, down on the south coast where he grew up. He's been a real team player. I just wanted to be involved all the time. I loved it, he starts. I would say I was quite quiet around the other players when I first started, but I was always a confident lad. I just love playing football, and that's where I would be loud when I was on the pitch. I started when I was 6 and played up a couple of age groups. I like being one of the main players and being the person everyone looked to and expected things from. In fact, I remember in a few games that went to penalties,
I would take over in goal as well because I was better than our goalie. So I would take a penalty, then put the gloves on to save them. But yes, everything. Going in goal, playing every position, taking the corners, the free kicks. I wanted to take on everything. I was the captain too. I was probably like that until I first joined an academy. That's when I realised I was around a few other good players too. But Ben would always stand out, and more often than not live up to the expectation placed on him. I wasn't a particularly shouty or vocal captain, but I could always produce at the big moments, he says. There were a few big moments growing up. We had a good team. I remember scoring from the halfway line in one game for the county side in the final of a county cup. I was about 14 at the time. I remember it well. We used to play on astro pitches, and there were these wires and cables running overhead. I struck this shot and it hit one of the wires, then went over the keeper. Kicked off a bit after that, but yeah, that was a big moment. I don't remember losing many games at all at that age. Kingswood was a good team. We won everything. We had a few players that went to join academies. Not many of them still play, but one guy, called Sam Surridge, he played for Bournemouth a bit and is now playing for Nashville out in America. After starring at county level, Ben joined the Southampton Academy, which is when he had to focus more on one position, and started playing at right back. I'd never played there before, he reveals. I had mainly played centre mid until then, but had a bit of a growth spurt when I was 14 or 15, and that's when they put me in defence. Then, when I joined Brighton, I went to centre-back. It wasn't just football that Ben had a passion for as a kid, though. He was a keen all-round sportsman. He played hockey, tennis and cricket at school, and excelled at all of them. I think it was mainly because of my physicality, he explains. There was a lad at school who was very good at hockey, played for England, so he was our best player technically, but I was way more physical, so I could get the better of him that way. I played everything, tennis, squash, whatever I could. But it was team sports where his real love lay, largely because of that feeling of camaraderie and belonging. I think individual sports are harder in that way, he continues. It's all down to you. I think being part of a team is how I learned how to deal with disappointment. I would get frustrated a lot when I wasn't doing my best, and in an individual sport, that's more difficult to control. If something goes wrong, you have to get yourself out of it. It came from just wanting to win so much. I'm still like it now. I hate losing, and it's something I've never got better at. In fact, I never want to be good at that. When I got frustrated, I got angry, but I played better when I got angry. I would try to use it in a positive way. I still have that approach now, especially playing in the Premier League. I come up against so many great wingers, so whenever something doesn't happen for you, it's nice to have that bit of anger and aggression to drive you on to do better. Having been in a team environment virtually his whole life, how does Ben think he would cope in an individual sport? I don't think I'd be as good, he smiles. I feel like most of the time what I'm doing is for somebody else or for the team. All those overlaps I do are really not for me. Though I do get the ball quite a lot now when people double and triple up on Bukayo. But a big part of the game that I really love is the stuff I do for the team. Maybe some stuff that people don't see as much, that's more for my teammates. And I really enjoy that side. It's not surprising that, with an attitude like that, Ben is a hugely popular part of the group, and that extends beyond the playing squad. The 26-year-old spends a lot of time in the company of the backroom and coaching staff, and says their involvement is a crucial part of his day-to-day life. Yes, it's massive. You create bonds with these people because you see them every day, and it's nice to bring that out, be a bit more normal. And it's a great healthy mixture. You can just have nice, normal conversations, and it helps you relax away from the games. There are tangible benefits too, Ben believes, to having a reliable, trusted team around you on the pitch. Knowing you have the support and encouragement of your teammates allows you to play with more freedom, safe in the knowledge that others have got your back, and also creates an environment of improvement, he says. Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. Whether it's a shout from someone around you to wake up or do better, it always gets me to a place to do better. It sharpens you up to deal with the next situation. Everyone makes mistakes. It's part of the game. So it's about how you react to that as a team. Make sure you put the next thing right. This is the best team I've been involved with for that. The team spirit is amazing, and the unity here. There's obviously always big moments in games and things that go wrong, but we always stick together. We saw what happened to Aaron the other day against Brentford, but we all know that's how we play, so it can happen. It's how you come back round and help with that situation, because after that he made three unbelievable saves that kept us in it. That's what the positive energy can do. Their goal came just at half-time, but there was no panic from the boys. We know we can come back and score the goal, so whoever is in that position, it's a great feeling to know that the boys will come through for you and put things right. But with each training session being so intense and competitive, is that team spirit ever tested during the week? The players are pitted against each other every day at the Sober Realty Training Centre, so how do they manage to maintain healthy relationships while also training to win? I think we have an understanding, Ben smiles. I play against Martinelli every day in training, for example, and to be honest, I don't want to go too near to him most of the time. But at the same time, we have to keep it competitive. But you know there is a line, and it's the same for everyone. We all come up against the same people each day, and there's like an unwritten rule that you don't go in too hard, for a 50-50 or something like that. You can save those for the weekend. Every day, me and Martinelli have a 1v1 battle, but then, as soon as the session is over, our relationship is so good. You do your best and give everything when you are training, but you need to look after each other too. You have to be clever. Often a good indicator of how close a team are is the way they celebrate together on the pitch. This current side certainly ticked the boxes in that regard, and Ben is usually right among the scenes. Yeah, that's natural for us, he smiles. It matters so much to us, and also we're getting closer to the end of the season when every game, every goal is so important. You see what it means to us when we score. We are all happy for whoever it is who has scored because we are all trying to achieve the same thing. That's with the fans as well. I can definitely feel that togetherness with our supporters, and we love to share those big moments with them. We need them behind us even more at this stage of the season. And the atmosphere has been crazily good lately at the Emirates. They give us the belief as well when we need it, like that half-time against Brentford, for example. And we can feed off each other. We need their support to lift us and give us energy. And hopefully they are seeing how much it means to us and how together we are on the pitch too.
Arsenal women. Conti Cup winners again. Stina Blackstenius's 116th minute winner saw us win the FA Women's Continental Tyres League Cup for the second season running with a 1-0 victory over Chelsea at Molineux on March 31st. With the game seemingly heading towards a penalty shootout, Blackstenius stepped up to cushion the ball into the bottom right corner in the dying moments of extra time. Chelsea had the first chance of the game when Lauren James controlled well and shot towards Manuela Zinsberger's near post, but our goalkeeper parried the ball behind into the Sir Jack Hayward stand, which was full of red and white flags and scarves. Our first effort came courtesy of Lot Vuben Moy, carrying the ball forward confidently, before Victoria Pelova found Chloe Lacasse, who shot wide of the post from distance. In the 21st minute, the Blues thought they'd taken the lead when Mayra Ramirez picked out the bottom left corner from long range, but the goal was ruled out after a VAR check showed that Erin Cuthbert had handled the ball in the build-up. Katie McCabe tried her luck with a powerful left-footed drive from distance, which stung the palms of Hannah Hampton as she pushed the ball over the bar before Ruben Moy volleyed wide from the following corner. Melanie Loupols had first chance of the second half when she fired over the bar after the ball was pulled back to her by Johanna Writing-Kanerid. The latter then crossed to the far post and James shot into the side netting, but Zinsberger required treatment and both sides were able to gather themselves. In the 6th minute of added time, Frieder Manum went down off the ball and required medical treatment, so there was a lengthy stoppage in play until she could be taken off the pitch in the 103rd minute and be replaced by Alessia Russo. After the players were informed that Frieder was in a stable condition, a rousing rendition of North London Forever from the Gooners at Molineux signalled the start of extra time. Kately's cross was headed just wide by McCabe, but the flag was raised for offside during a quiet first half of the extra time, before Kyra Cooney Cross came on for McCabe. Then, with just 3 minutes to go, Ford worked her way into the penalty area and set the ball up for Blackstenius, who showed cool composure to slot it into the bottom right corner. Late liftoff at Molineux Stadium, and we held on to win the competition for a record 7th time in front of a record-breaking attendance of 21,462. More silverware for Jonas. Jonas Eidevald spoke about his immense pride in his team after getting his hands on the Continental Tyres Cup for a 2nd consecutive year, again beating Chelsea in the final. "I'm very proud, happy and a little bit tired because it's obviously a taxing game," he said after the match. "We were a high-performing team in a tough situation. It's an even game. We learned a lot last time we played them, and I think we prepared for a lot of situations with players that really understood the game plan to take a lot of responsibility and accountability on the pitch. I think it was almost like a complete team performance. To work with a group of players and staff like this, but also the fans and being part of that, is a huge privilege." Gooners were in full voice throughout all 120 minutes at Molineux Stadium, and Jonas was full of praise for the Arsenal supporters who made the trip to Wolverhampton on Easter Sunday. "They're such a big part of what we're building at this football club," he said. "It was a big part of the motivation today to reward them for all the hard work, passion, loyalty and support, and give them silverware. They deserved that, and I hope they're happy with it and can celebrate it with us." Jonas also revealed that one of the chefs who works at Sober Realty Training Centre, Sue, who was spotted celebrating on the pitch at full time, recently recorded a good luck video for the squad. "It was great and showed her going out of her comfort zone, showing bravery, and we spoke about that as a team, because that's what it's going to require," he said. "It's not possible to get success if you're not willing to have risk, and that's exactly what it's like. When you play, you need to do that. So I thought it was really inspirational, and that's a special thing." 7 up. This was the 7th time we have won the Women's League Cup since it was rebranded as the Continental Tyres League Cup in 2011, more than any other side. We also won the League Cup 10 times in its previous incarnations. Here's a reminder of our 7 Conti Cup successes. Think you can name all the previous lineups from these finals? Head to arsenal.com and take on our quiz. 2011, Arsenal 4-1 Birmingham City. 2012, Arsenal 1-0 Birmingham City. 2013, Arsenal 2-0 Lincoln City. 2015, Arsenal 3-0 Notts County. 2018, Arsenal 1-0 Manchester City. 2023, Arsenal 3-1 Chelsea. 2024, Arsenal 1-0 Chelsea.
Sustainability. Arsenal Acts. Were you up for the cup? The Green Gooners Cup, presented by Ball. Win Arsenal prizes. Join the Green Gooners Cup. Together with Ball Corporation, we recently launched the Green Gooners Cup to encourage supporters to make small, everyday sustainable choices that benefit our planet. Supporters were encouraged to contribute to scoring green goals by sharing photos of themselves engaging in sustainable actions or participating in education projects. The GGC, which finished at the weekend, provided an amazing incentive. Arsenal prizes, such as signed shirts and box access to a game next season. Thanks to everyone who entered over the course of the recent weeks. You really were our greenest gooners. Signed shirt on tour. The Arsenal Forest community in Bor is still buzzing, like our 20 beehives on the site, after site supervisor Alex returned home from his trip to England with lots of Arsenal goodies and tales of his trip to Emirates Stadium and Highbury. In fact, the shirt signed by our first team went on something of a VIP tour back in Bor, as various members of the Forest team posed for pictures and admired the precious signatures of players who are now very much heroes in this part of Kenya. Alex's brand new coat was also popular for a photo opportunity, and it will definitely be useful on those chilly equator nights. The sense of pride from all of those associated with the Arsenal Forest was palpable, as they listened to Alex's account of how valued everybody on Bor is to everyone here back in North London. Very much part of the Arsenal family. Be a part of the Arsenal Forest. For more on the project and to buy your own trees, for just £1 each, scan the QR code.
Community Voice, Arsenal Acts, Project Freedom from Torture and Helen Bamba Foundation. Weekly participants, 20. Available to refugees. Sessions take place Monday PM. For more information, contact lhoward@arsenal.co.uk. Arsenal in the Community has worked with the charity Freedom from Torture, supporting refugees and asylum seekers who have survived torture for over 10 years. Recently, they brought in the Helen Bamba Foundation to support new clients. The weekly sessions aim to offer a safe, supportive and welcoming environment for adults who have experienced torture, where they can feel welcomed, supported and valued. Alongside staff from both charities, our staff aim to create sessions that encourage teamwork and communication, as well as the more traditional physical health benefits of football. The diversity of ages, experiences and backgrounds of the group make it an exciting and engaging group to work with. In a recently completed impact report, it was found that the group is most effective due to participants having similar experiences, the therapeutic focus of the football sessions, a strong partnership between organisations, calm and compassionate staff, consistency and the connection to other opportunities created by being involved with Arsenal in the Community. Using these as our foundations for running the program, we have been able to build a person-first approach to engaging each individual within the group. When I go home, I'll be tired that night, but in the week following, I feel more relaxed and that I have more energy. When I miss the session, I feel tired the whole week. Group participant. When we come to this country, we had no friends, no family, so we built that new family here. We come from different parts of the world, but once we arrive in the UK, we are seen as refugees, so we have that in common. We support each other emotionally with advice. We talk to each other. The group becomes your family. Group participant. Our relationship with the charities and the people who take part in the sessions has been hugely impactful to all the staff involved, as well as the staff across the community. Finding common ground with people from around the world who faced impossibly hard challenges before their journey brought us into contact shows the power of football to be used for bringing people together and how physically and emotionally it can be a fantastic aid to people from anywhere. Luke Howard, Arsenal in the Community.
My fave shirt. Supporters tell us about an Arsenal shirt they hold in particular affection. Max and Nancy Nicholson, aged 25 and 17 respectively, are brother and sister from Chingford in East London and have chosen an away classic. Max takes up the story. We are both gooners from birth, born into an Arsenal family from Islington,
We get to as many games as we can each season and love going with friends and family. It's always hard to pick just one shirt as a favourite, as we have quite a collection. But the 1997 to 1999 Weetabix away shirt is a classic. Any double-winning shirt is iconic, but this one was worn by so many great Arsenal players and is instantly recognisable. It's also the year I was born, so it's very special to me. A late-season winning streak of 10 matches clinched with a 4-0 win over Everton took us to the title. It's just such a classic Arsenal away shirt, with the yellow and blue and simple design, and we also love the prototype third shirt that was never released with the colours inverted. The blue version with yellow trim is a really sought-after shirt, as so few were made. There's something very cool about Arsenal shirts with the same design but different colours. As a centre-half myself, I have to say I particularly associate Tony Adams with this shirt, but it was such a unique team with the famous Arsenal defence, completed by magic up front from Wright, Anelka, Bergkamp and Overmars. But the players that stood out, as they did in the World Cup for France in 98, were Vieira and Petit. What a midfield. The shirt particularly makes me think of winning at Old Trafford against Manchester United, who had held a 12-point lead over us at one stage in the season. It was Arsene Wenger's first full season in charge, and despite a rocky patch in November, they went on to win the double in style. The foundations were being laid for another double in 2001-02, and then the Invincibles in 2003-04. Coming from a family who are Arsenal mad, we have always kept our shirts and still wear them with pride. We know a lot of other people who collect them as well, so use the Arsenal Shirt Collectors group to add to our collection, and we always buy the new season shirts when they are released. Did you know? In season 1998-99, this shirt featured the champion sleeve patch, the first time we had been able to wear that edition in the Premier League era. After beating Wimbledon 1-0 on March 11, 1998, we won a further 9 consecutive league games to claim the title on May 3, 1998, with a famous 4-0 win over Everton. Across those 10 games, we scored 23 goals, conceded just 2, and kept 8 clean sheets. Are you a shirt collector? If you share an interest in collecting Arsenal kit, there is an Arsenal Shirt Collectors group of over 3,500 members worldwide who buy, sell and swap Arsenal kit from all seasons. All are welcome. You can find them on Twitter at @shirt_Arsenal or Facebook www.facebook.com/groups/986202461.
Young Gun, Braden Clark. Text, Brian Matuvu. Photography, David Price and Stuart McFarlane. The Basics, born 3rd of July 2007. Joined 13th of March 2024. Height and weight, 6 foot and 74 kilograms. Position, centre back. Boots, Adidas. Number, 60. Rate yourself, pace, 70. Dribbling 65, passing 84, shooting 60, defending 83, physical 78. I grew up in Oldbury, near Birmingham, until I was about 5, and then I moved to a village in the area called Hagley. I got into football when my nan got me a ball at a very young age, just to play with, and I started kicking it about. My mum also wanted me to play football with a local team, and I've loved it since then. My family background is that my mum is Welsh and English, while my dad is Scottish, English and Ghanaian. Growing up, I supported West Brom, but I looked up to Lionel Messi. He's a magician of a player, and what he's accomplished as a footballer is simply amazing. In school, I would do all the sports in PE, but ever since I started playing football, that's been the only sport I've consistently played. I come from a footballing family. My dad, Nigel Kwesi, played professional football, coming through at QPR, but also playing for the likes of Portsmouth, Southampton and West Brom. He also played for Scotland. When I was around 6 or 7, I'd been around the pre-academies of Aston Villa, Birmingham City and West Brom. I first got scouted for Wolves when I was playing for West Hagley, and we had a friendly match in Wolverhampton where a Wolves scout noticed me. At the time, he wanted me to come to the development centre, and I spent around a year there. Then I went on trial at Wolves at the start of the under-10 season. I was so happy when I joined Wolves because my family was so proud of me, and it was such a step up from grassroots football. It was also great to know that I was following in my dad's footsteps, but it also pushes me and motivates me to have a great career like he did, or even better. When I was much younger, my dad would mentor me a lot, but as I've gotten older, he's given me the freedom to make decisions for myself. I'm always learning from him and do ask him for advice from time to time. Standout moments when I was at Wolves would be playing with the under-18s when I was just 14, which was a big achievement for me. And when we got to the semi-final of the Floodlit Cup, it was a good moment too. We also went on a lot of tours in Europe, to Germany a few times, Italy twice, but my favourite one would be when we went on a pre-season tour to South Korea. That was an amazing experience. When I left Wolves in December, I was told Arsenal were interested in me, and I had a one-week trial. It was only a week because I had to go on international duty with Wales the following week. It was a week of training, and then I played against Leyton Orient in the under-17s game, and I thought I played well. The game was also at their stadium, which made it more enjoyable. Then, after I came back from Wales, I got the news that they wanted to sign me. I was ecstatic. Speaking and meeting with Jack Wilshere was top because he's got such amazing experience, given that he's played at the highest level. It makes you want to trust him because he knows what it takes to play at the level every single one of us wants to get to, whether that be in the Premier League, Champions League, or even at international tournaments. My first game for Arsenal under 18 was a very eventful 8-3 win against Crystal Palace. I was nervous beforehand, but the players and coaches were so nice, which helped me ease into it. I enjoyed it, played how I usually did, and was happy to come out with a big win. Playing for Wales under 17 has been amazing. I've been in the setup for quite some time now, and every time I play for Wales, whether it's a friendly or a qualifier, it's always a big moment for me because of the Welsh connection through my mum, and it makes my whole family proud. To qualify last year for the under-17 Euros in Hungary and to play in an international tournament was surreal. It's an experience that many of us will hold on to for a long time. Also, for us to qualify for this year's tournament in Cyprus is another fantastic accomplishment from the group, and we're all looking forward to playing there this summer. I'd describe myself as a ball-playing centre-half who likes to get the ball down and play, but to me, the most important thing is to keep the ball out of the net. I'll put my all into everything, blocks, tackles, headers, whatever it takes. I take pride in defending. I look at the centre-backs in the first team, like Saliba and Gabriel, who are amazing talents. They play at such a high level, and it's no surprise why the first team has such a good defence. They're both consistent and are a great partnership. My plan for the rest of the season is to continue settling in with the squad, as I've still only just joined. Being at Wolves for such a long time, it's a new experience for me, and it'll take some getting used to. But the players and staff have been brilliant with me. The past. Favourite Arsenal player of all time, Thierry Henry. Earliest Arsenal memory, watching Arsenal versus West Brom in 2011. Favourite goal I've scored, last minute winner versus Juventus. A football memory that makes me smile, my international debut versus Slovakia. Moment I realised I could make it, when I was playing at the under-17 Euro finals in Hungary last year. One piece of advice I would give my younger self, to stay confident throughout setbacks in my journey. My best subject at school, PE. First player who made me fall in love with football, Lionel Messi. My position growing up, centre midfield. the coach who has impacted my game the most, Ian Sharps. My most clutch moment so far is playing at the under-17s Euro finals. The present. My favourite rising baller, Jude Bellingham. My best attribute on the pitch, passing. Favourite food, steak and chips. Favourite drink, apple juice. Favourite current Arsenal player, William Saliba. Favourite movie, The Dark Knight. Score or assist, score. Sliders or crocs, sliders. Favourite training drill, small-sided games. Somewhere I'd like to visit, Hawaii. The future. If I could play with anyone, Virgil van Dijk. I will be happy with my career. If I have international caps for the senior Wales team and continue my career until my mid-30s at a high level. I want to make a difference by being recognised as a very good player but also a very good person off the field. One thing I want to add to my game, being more of a leader. If I could get a degree in anything, a football coaching degree. I would be a better player if I continue to practice my development points and listen to my coach's advice on what I need to work on, but also continue to improve my strengths. One person I would love to meet, Leonardo DiCaprio. One trophy I would love to win, the Champions League. My dream first team squad number, 5.
Around the Academy. Under-18s hit the goal trail again. Fresh from their 8-3 beating of Crystal Palace, Jack Wilshere's under-18s were among the goals again, recording a 5-2 home win over Fulham on Saturday, March 30th. Talented schoolboy striker Chido Martinobi was again on form, scoring 4 more goals with 14-year-old midfielder Max Dowman contributing 4 assists. Wilshere fielded a very young side at the Sober Realty Training Centre, and he was forced into 2 early changes when Sam Chapman and Seb Ferdinand both had to be replaced. But we soon took the lead. Dowman's incisive play drew a foul in the box, and Martin Obi, who scored 4 goals in the previous week's big win over Palace, confidently converted the penalty. Our second goal arrived shortly afterwards, with Dowman once again showcasing his craft by drifting past defenders to set up Martin Obi and give us a 2-goal advantage. The first half concluded with a flurry of goals. Fulham managed to pull one back through Macaulay Zeppa, but our momentum was quickly restored as Martin Obi completed his hat-trick from the penalty spot after being fouled. However, in a swift response, the visitors found the net once more as Anand Batra capitalised on a close-range opportunity. On the hour mark, we reinstated our 2-goal advantage as Dowman produced a penetrating run through the Fulham midfield, cleverly finding Louis Sechevic John, who emphatically buried the ball into the net. In the dying moments of the game, Martin Obi solidified his stellar performance by notching his 4th goal, this time with a well-timed header from Dowman's corner delivery. The 3 points allowed us to leapfrog Fulham into 4th place in the Under-18 Academy Premier League. Ethan does it for England. Academy forward Ethan Waneri kept up his good recent form as he netted in all 3 of England Under-17 Euro qualification games across the last international break. His first came when he netted England's 3rd in a 5-1 win over Northern Ireland. 3 days later, he was on target again as the Young Lions comfortably beat Hungary 5-0. He rounded off with another goal in his final game, but England were beaten 2-1 by France. Despite the loss, England has still qualified for this summer's tournament, which will be held in Cyprus between May 20th and June 5th. Brooke and Ruel, star for Young Lions. Gunners loanee fullback Brooke Norton Cuffey came on as sub in England Under-21's 5-1 win in Azerbaijan and 7-0 rout of Luxembourg as the holders took a step closer to reaching the 2025 Euro finals. Defender Ruel Waters also debuted for England's under-20s, as he featured in their 3-1 win against Czechia. Ruel played 78 minutes of the European Elite League encounter in Karvina, and a third win in succession leaves England fourth in the 8-team table after 6 matches. Two more heading to Euros. Braden Clark and Chido Martinobi have also qualified for the under-17 Euros with Wales and Denmark respectively. Clark, who joined from Wolves last month, played the full 90 minutes of Wales' 2-1 win over Bulgaria and Romania to help them qualify for the summer tournament. Striker Martinobi featured in all 3 of Denmark's games and scored the opener in their final group game, a 7-0 win over Georgia, to ensure Denmark qualified for the tournament as group winners. Winning start for Okonkwo. Brian Okonkwo has joined Isthmian Premier League side Cheshunt on a work experience loan until the end of the season. The 18-year-old goalkeeper joined our academy in April 2018 and has previous successful work experience loans with Hitchin Town and Leatherhead. The terms of the deal will see Brian fulfil his training schedule with our academy and then join the non-league side ahead of their match days. Brian has been on the winning side in each of his opening 2 games for Cheshunt, beating Folkestone in Invicta 3-2 and then keeping a clean sheet in a 1-0 win against Carshalton.
Tonight's visitors, Bayern Munich. Formed 1900. Stadium, Allianz Arena, since 2005. Capacity 75,024. President Herbert Heiner. Honours 33 Bundesliga titles, 20 German Cups, European Cup, Champions League 1973-74, 1974-75, 1975-76, 2000 and 2001, 2012-13, 2019-20. UEFA Cup 1995-96, European Cup Winners' Cup 1966-67. European Super Cup 2013-2020. Most appearances, Sepp Maier 706, 1962-1980. Most goals, Gerd Müller 523, 1964-79. Famous fans, Vladimir Klitschko, boxer, Boris Becker, tennis player, Pope Benedict XVI, Nico Rosberg, F1 driver, Edmund Stoiber, former president of Bavaria. Head coach, Thomas Tuchel. Thomas joined Bayern in March last year, 6 months after he had been sacked by Chelsea, with whom he won the UEFA Champions League in 2021 and had exactly 100 matches in charge. Chelsea's 1-0 win over Man City in Porto tasted especially sweet, as he'd lost the previous final with PSG, beaten 1-0 by Bayern in Lisbon. He made his name at Mainz before moving to Borussia Dortmund, winning the 2017 German Cup and then replacing Unai Emery at PSG, where he won 2 league titles and a domestic treble. He will leave Bayern at the end of this season. Champions of Europe on 6 occasions, most recently in 2019-20, Bayern Munich have their sights firmly set on making it 7. If they don't, then 2023-24 will almost certainly be the club's first season without silverware for 13 years. Beaten 3-0 by RB Leipzig in the German Super Cup in August and 2-1 by third-tier Saarbrücken in the German Cup in November, they have all but conceded the Bundesliga following defeat at Heldenheim on Saturday. They stand 16 points behind Bayer Leverkusen, with just 6 league games left, and head coach Thomas Tuchel has already offered his congratulations to their Rhineland rivals. Bundesliga champions for the past 11 seasons, an ongoing run bettered only in Europe by Bulgarian side Ludogorets, 12, Bayern have endured a poor 2023-24 despite the record-breaking goal-scoring feats in his debut campaign of England captain Harry Kane. The ex-Tottenham striker has scored around a goal per game for the Bavarians, his haul including 6 in 8 Champions League starts,
the two most recent inspiring Bayern to a 3-0 second-leg home win that overturned a first-leg 1-0 loss at Lazio and put them in the quarterfinals for a record 22nd time. It is also their 12th appearance in the last 13 seasons at this stage and a fifth in a row. Since lifting the trophy in 2020, however, Bayern have lost all three quarterfinal ties, going out to PSG in 2020-21, 2-3 at home, 1-0 away, Villarreal in 21-22, 0-1 away, 1-1 home, and Manchester City in 22-23, 0-3 away, 1-1 home. Their last quarterfinal victory was the famous 8-2 single-leg win against Barcelona in Lisbon in 2020. Their last two-legged quarterfinal success was against Sevilla in 2017-18, 2-1 away, 0-0 home. It was Bayern, though, who ended Arsenal's most recent Champions League campaign, beating them 5-1 in both legs in 2016-17, having also knocked them out at the same stage in 2012-13 and 2013-14. Overall, Bayern's European record in England stands at a perfectly balanced 1-9, drawn 9, lost 9, their most recent visit bringing a 1-0 win at Manchester United in this season's group stage. They had also beaten United 4-3 in Munich on matchday 1, eventually topping their section with 16 points, after also getting the better of FC Copenhagen 2-1 away, 0-0 at home, and Galatasaray 3-1 away, 2-1 home. With all their eggs now in the Champions League basket, Bayern are sure to provide Arsenal with the sternest of European tests this evening. Scouting report. Tactics. Thomas Tuchel has opted for a 4-2-3-1 as his first choice formation this season. His Bayern Munich side will target gaining control of the game through sustained possession. They enjoyed 59% of it at Old Trafford against Man United in the group phase and had a share of the ball in excess of 60% in both legs of the last 16 against Lazio. The Germans move it around patiently, but they are not afraid to be direct with their distribution either. In fact, Atletico Madrid are the only side left in the competition who make more long passes per 90 minutes. Style of play. Off the ball, Bayern Munich like to press with great determination. That is a non-negotiable for Tuchel, who has always demanded high levels of work rate from his teams out of possession. During 8 UEFA Champions League games in 2023-24, they have forced 83 high turnovers, which ranks them third in the competition. They scored twice from those transitions, so we must be careful when passing the ball around inside our own half. Style-wise, they are bold. The six-time European champions are blessed with a rich array of forward talent, and their mentality is to score as many goals as possible every time they play. During their six matches in March in all competitions, Bayern Munich netted an impressive 18. Moving the ball quickly between the lines to their skillful, star-studded front four, Bayern have the quality to hurt anyone in Europe with their attacking prowess. Strengths. Jamal Musiala, Thomas Müller and Leroy Sané are an exceptionally talented attacking midfield trio. And if not on top form, the likes of Kingsley Coman and Serge Gnabry are alternative options for Tuchel, who is spoilt for choice in the creative department. Sané's pace and smooth dribbling are a real strength, with his ball carries sparking 7 shots and 8 key passes in the competition so far. In European action, the unit has been productive. Sané, 15 chances created, Müller, 13 and Musiala, 11, will all present danger every time the ball is at their feet. Bayern are also blessed with a lot of big match nous and experience. Led by a head coach who took PSG to the UEFA Champions League final in 2020 before winning it a year later with Chelsea, they have senior players dotted throughout their starting 11. Accustomed to featuring in nights like this, they will not be fazed by the occasion. Weaknesses. Bayern Munich's squad lacks an elite-level defensive midfielder, and this has been problematic for them all season. When their attacking play breaks down, a soft centre has been exposed at times, with opponents creating far more chances than usual against the German giants. They have only conceded 7 in the UEFA Champions League, but in the Bundesliga, poor defensive displays have blighted them. Shipping 7 goals from counter-attacks in domestic competition, they are vulnerable to swift breaks. Tuchel has regularly tinkered with his defence, but never looked consistently secure. Keyman. We know all about Bayern Munich's leading scorer Harry Kane, who has enjoyed a stellar debut season at the Allianz Arena. Thriving with so many talented creators around him, he has scored an astonishing 38 goals in 37 appearances, including 6 in the UEFA Champions League. Just as he did with Tottenham, the England captain has been a terrific provider too, registering 10 club assists. With 14 goals from 16 matches against us in North London derbies, Kane will need to be shackled closely by Gabriel and William Saliba.
Match action. Premier League. Wednesday, April the 3rd, 2024. 7:30 p.m. Emirates Stadium. Arsenal 2. Odegaard 24. A. Havertz. Hashioka 44. OG. Luton Town 0. Key moments. 24. Odegaard finishes well with his left foot from Havertz's pass. 35. Smith Rowe forces a save from Kaminski. 44. Hashioka turns Smith Rowe's cross into his own net. 80. Tomiyasu curls his shot just wide from outside the area. 88. Nketiah has a shot saved at the near post. Match facts. We are unbeaten in each of our last 39 Premier League matches in which we have been ahead at half-time, W36, D3, including each of our last 15. Kai Havertz has now been directly involved in 12 goals in the Premier League this season, 8 goals, 4 assists, the outright most he has contributed in a single season in the competition. We have benefited from 4 own goals in the Premier League this season, with no team benefiting from more. Liverpool, Brighton and Tottenham also on 4. The last time we had more own goals scored in our favour in a Premier League season was in 2009-10, 6. Quotes. Emile Smith-Rowe. I'm really happy. Obviously a bit disappointed I couldn't get a goal tonight because it's been so long, but I'm really happy with being part of 2 goals, and I think getting a clean sheet was really important for us. We're delighted. Match stats. Expected goals. Arsenal 0.73, Luton Town 0.34. Shots. Arsenal 13, Luton Town 5. Shots on target. Arsenal 4, Luton Town 1. Hit woodwork. Arsenal 0, Luton Town 0. Possession. Arsenal 58%, Luton Town 42%. Completed passes. Arsenal 543, Luton Town 353. Corners. Arsenal 3, Luton Town 1. Tackles 1. Arsenal 8. Luton Town 13. Offsides. Arsenal 1. Luton Town 1. Yellow cards. Arsenal 1. Luton Town 1. Red cards. Arsenal 0. Luton Town 0.
Match action. Premier League. Saturday, April 6th, 2024, 5:30 p.m. Amex Stadium. Brighton Hove Albion 0. Arsenal 3. Saka 33. Penalty. Havertz 62. Assist Jorginho. Trossard 86. Assist Havertz. Match stats. Expected goals. BHA 0.53. AFC 3.39. Shots. BHA 10. AFC 20. Shots on target, BHA 2, AFC 7. Hit woodwork, BHA 0, AFC 0. Possession, BHA 55%, AFC 45%. Completed passes, BHA 464, AFC 363. Corners, BHA 8, AFC 7. Tackles won, BHA 9, AFC 9. Offsides, BHA 2, AFC 2. Yellow cards, BHA 1, AFC 2. Red cards, BHA 0, AFC 0. Key moments, first minute, Gabriel flashes a header wide from Odegaard's free kick. 33rd minute, Saka dispatches from 12 yards after Jesus is fouled by Lemptey in the area. 44th minute, Rea makes a flying save to deny Enciso. 62nd minute, Havertz finishes Jorginho's cross from close range. 86th minute, Trossard races away before beating the keeper when 1-on-1. Match facts. This is the first time Brighton have lost and failed to score home and away against an opponent in the Premier League under Roberto De Zerbi. Our goal difference of plus 51 is our highest in the competition since the final day of the 2004-05 season, also plus 51. We have kept 5 consecutive clean sheets away from home in the Premier League for the first time since April 1997. Quotes, Bukayo Saka, to play 3 days ago and then come here and beat Brighton 3-0 is really impressive. They haven't lost here since August, so we're very proud. All the boys are happy and we've got good momentum at the right time of the season. I think from the keeper to the striker and the wingers, we're all putting a shift in.
Teams. For Arsenal, manager Mikel Arteta. Shirt, red with white sleeves. Shorts, white. Socks, white. 1. Aaron Ramsdale, goalkeeper. 2. William Saliba. 4. Ben White. 5. Thomas Partey. 6. Gabriel Magalhães. 7. Bukayo Saka. 8. Martin Odegaard. 9. Gabriel Jesus. 10. Emile Smith-Rowe. 11. Gabriel Martinelli. 12. Jurrien Timber. 14. Eddie Nketiah. 15. Jacob Kiwior. 17. Cedric Soares. 18. Takehiro Tomiyasu. 19. Leandro Trossard. 20. Jorginho. 21. Fabio Vieira. 22. David Raya, goalkeeper. 24. Rhys Nelson. 25. Mohamed Elneny. 29. Kai Havertz. 31. Karl Heine, goalkeeper. 35. Oleksandr Zinchenko. 41. Declan Rice. 63. Ethan Nwaneri. For Bayern Munich, head coach Thomas Tuchel. Shirt, black. Shorts, black. Socks, black. 1. Manuel Neuer, goalkeeper. 2. Deo Upamecano. 3. Min-jae Kim. 4. Matthias de Ligt. 6. Joshua Kimmich. 7. Serge Gnabry. 8. Leon Goretzka. 9. Harry Kane. 10. Leroy Sané. 11. Kingsley Coman. 13. Erik-Maxim Choupo-Moting. 15. Eric Dier. 17. Brian Zaragoza. 18. Daniel Peretz, goalkeeper. 19. Alfonso Davies. 20. Buna Sarr. 22. Rafael Guerrero. 23. Sacha Boey. 25. Thomas Müller. 26. Sven Ulreich. goalkeeper. 27, Comrade Lamer. 28, Tarek Bookman. 34, Lovros Vonarek. 39, Mattis Tell. 40, Nusair Mazrui. 42, Jamal Musiala. 45, Alexandra Pavlovich. Tonight's officials: referee, Glenn Nyberg, Sweden. Assistant referees, Mabod Beji, Sweden. Andreas Sodokvist, Sweden. Fourth official, Adam Ladebäck, Sweden. VAR official, Paulus van Bokel, Netherlands. Additional VAR official, Dennis Johan Hiele, Netherlands. Tonight's other UEFA Champions League fixture: Real Madrid versus Manchester City, 8 p.m. No room for racism. The Arsenal Foundation, helping young people fulfil their potential through education and sport.
Get the beers in. Camden Town Brewery, official beer partner of Arsenal FC.
Premier League. 30 years of stories. 30 years of lungs busting, nets bulging, audacious goals, outrageous flicks, academy breakthroughs, legends return. 30 years of gasps, groans, chants, full-time cheers, full-time tears, saying we were there. But that's not all, the game is just the start. 30 years of supporting communities, 30 years of investing in the wider game, 30 years of thrilling football, made possible by 30 years of your support. Premier League.
Adidas, Arsenal. New 22-23 third kit. Available now at the Armoury and ArsenalDirect.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.